Hello from the Basque Country, where we have sort of unusually a totally cloudless sky. And it's supposed to be warm. Okay, well, the picture that I just sent is me and Walter last night. It's been sort of a crazy week, and this is going out a little later than usual. Finally, after, I don't know, 5 or 6 months, can't remember exactly, in which Walter has not even been able to see his girls, the trial date has come. He's been waiting and just hoping for this to happen, because he stands completely convinced and completely innocent of the charges that an older foster daughter has made, and he's just wanting this to be over so he can get back with his girls. Well, there's a lot going on here, and it's yeah, I in order to do it quickly, all I can say is on Monday, those who heard the testimonies that were given say those everyone that I heard from basically said that he was very Walter was very clear, very calm. He was at ease just giving the truth, the simple truth as it was. And against him were a number of witnesses that were not very coherent many times. They were asked specifically if they had any knowledge of any wrongdoing on his part or any evidence of the girl being mistreated in any form and fashion, and every single time their answer was no, 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 no. So at the end of the day on Monday, there was absolutely no evidence whatsoever against Walter. And then Tuesday came, and then that's when the other psychiatrist came in, and the government attorney did more presentation, and so the end result is yesterday wasn't nearly as positive as Monday, because there is so very clearly an agenda. There, one friend said basically, it was so obvious that the accusing lawyer had already written her thing far ahead of the trial, and it didn't make any difference what people said. And so he said it could set a horrible precedence in the entire region if, with no evidence whatsoever, and actually medical reports and everything saying the girl was totally fine, and it being fairly obvious that she was coached, that on her witness and one psychiatrist who believes her, the whole thing come against him and he gets years in jail. It's just a completely skewed thing. Very, very much a setup. And so it's all in the Lord's hands. Walter is very, very calm. He's very tired of all the tension that has been, that has been his experience for the last half a year or more. But we're all just trusting the Lord. The Lord is the one who can do whatever he wants in the hearts of men, and there are many, many, many times when he has, completely turned around situations that looked, totally black. And then at other times he lets them go forward, and his people suffer unjustly, and yet he still gets glory out of that. So we're waiting for so the judges have to decide. And within the next few days, probably, he'll get the results, the sentence, or an absolution, or whatever. So, obviously, we're praying that he will be completely absolved, because that's what everything points to, and he'll be able to see his girls again. Appreciate your prayers for him. Thanks for asking. Many cases, and mostly we're just now waiting, trusting the Lord, and we know that he knows exactly what he's doing. Let's see, Friday Fellowship, we had a good crowd on Friday, a number of new believers and even a few unsaved. And so I completely changed what I was going to do and basically talked about the Word of God and walk them through quickly the sections and books of the Bible, and it was we had a great time. I think they were very, very tuned in, learning, listening, hearing things they'd never heard of before about the Bible and so forth. So that went well. Saturday Bible study. We had a good group of men again, continuing through 1 Samuel. Sunday services were excellent, wonderful spirit, and there's just a sense of excitement as we worship the Lord together and open His Word and continuing to study through the whole concept of the kingdom of God in the Old Testament and all it means for us in the future. I took Jason home after service and then was invited by a couple and one of our ladies. Oh, I'll send a picture of that. I forgot. I asked them and they said it would be fine. Let me make a note of that or I'll forget. And so in this picture, I'm with three people. And let me explain a little bit who they are. Okay, let me just put a note here. So the man is Sorin and Matilda is his wife, with red hair. I'm assuming the color is fine. You can see that. She was recently saved and is growing. Oh, my word. It's just exciting to see her joy and love for the Lord and for the Bible and how she's learning. And yes, she's going great guns in the Lord, just absolutely delighted with her in her new faith. He, on the other hand, very friendly. I talk with him a lot. I used to do a lot of fishing. He loves to fish. So we do a lot of talking about that. So far, haven't seen much spiritual interest, but he comes every Sunday to church. Not because she pushes him, but on his own. And so, yeah, he even came to the Institute, if I remember right. So pray for him. His name is Sorin. He'll come to the Lord. And then the other lady, as you look at the picture on the right, is Esther. She's a lady that comes. She's a believer already. She's from Bolivia. And she comes from Vitoria. Takes her an hour and a half to 2 hours to get to church on Sunday. She comes every other Sunday. Wonderful, precious testimony. Just a wonderful lady. And just all the time. Is always there when she can be. And yeah, it's quite a trip. And she is the one we are praying and hoping through her to be able to actually start a Bible study in that city and possibly a church plant someday. So that's one of the things we're praying for. Okay, so let me see. Mimi is, they're in South Carolina, loving to spend time with, she spent some time with her dad and with her sisters, but she's mainly there with our daughter, Rachel, and the four grandchildren, helping them out. And she's also been able to spend some time with Mark and Andrea, not too much, but they came out the other day, and so there's a picture I'll send with them. So she's having a wonderful time and will head back here on Monday. So she's making the most of her days and enjoying her family. At Ayerdi, our calendar is, we have an upcoming intensive institute in June. We have two mission teams coming, youth mission teams, one from Michigan, the other from South Carolina. So we're beginning to prepare for those. And so that's at least for now, that's what we have scheduled. And then on the TRACO project, thank you for praying. As you remember, that, you know, if the Lord wants us to have some more funds, those will come in. And then, Lord willing, in about June or so, we hope to go ahead and buy whatever we can buy with whatever funds the Lord has provided or whatever deal He gets us. So that still basically hasn't changed too much. On the 13th of May, we have baptism scheduled, and right now there are three adults. One of them is Matilda, the lady in the middle of the picture there that I sent, and two other men. So the closing pictures will be Mark and Andrea with Mimi and her twin and Becky, and then there's the picture of the meal I had on Sunday. Oh, as I was coming back, I think I forgot my story there. As I was coming back, they invited me. They were at a restaurant. They knew I had gone to Tolosa to take Jason, so they invited me, and I just took the exit and was right there with him, and we enjoyed about an hour together. Okay, thank you for your prayers. I'm gonna let it go at that, and thank you for praying for Walton as he and all of us and the Dudgeons who have the girls wait that the results of that those 2 days of trial. Okay, God bless you. Goodbye.